worked extremely hard, took the game plan on board and took it to Walsall. I felt as if we had to play like a mass press tonight, really, and really put them under pressure. They're a decent football team. If you give them time to play, they can keep the ball off you. And so we gambled the game a little bit today, and I think it paid off. I think we could have scored more goals than we did. And yet, did we look vulnerable at times? You know, I think with total respect to Walsall, better teams might play through us if we play as gung-ho as that tonight. But that's just the tactic tonight, to make sure they knew that they were playing against a team with some intensity. And we scored a few, could have scored a few more, but happy with the points, move on to the next game.
I bet Adam Armstrong's wondering how he's not scored, isn't he, in that dressing room? I'm sure he's pleased you've won, but blimey, he could have had three or four.
Yeah, I've just said that he's suicidal almost in that dressing room, shaking his head. Listen, you can see the talent he's got, the dynamic nature of his movement when he's on the ball. He wants to shoot, he wants to score. He'll have another day when he will get two or three goals. But listen, ultimately what matters is you know, I could again feel the tension, the adrenaline of the team before the game. They were ready for the match tonight and knew it was an opportunity. The only teams in this league playing tonight, an opportunity to put 3 points on the board from the frustration of Saturday. But listen, if you take 4 points in two games all season long, then you're not going to be far away.
We've talked all season about how important Smallwood is in terms of his tenacity and the miles that he runs, Tony, but yeah. I'll tell you what, the quality on that delivery for the second goal for Danny Graham tonight sums up him as a player as well, doesn't it? He's got that about him as well.
Yeah. Listen, he's a diamond of a kid, to be honest. You train every day, and I can tell you now, he trains like he plays. The players know Richie's going to catch him in training every now and then. They accept it. You know, sometimes I've been at football clubs where players tackle each other and they want to have a little bust up, you know. They don't. But everybody in our team knows that Richie, that's how he plays. If the ball's there, he goes for it. Whether it's a training five-a-side or whether it's a cup final, he's... I managed Richie 5 years ago, you know. I know what he's about. That's why he's here, to bring that tenacious. You know, you've heard me talk about artists and soldiers, and Richie's obviously a soldier, very much a soldier, but he's got a bit of artistry about him as well by his quality tonight at times.
Some nice options you've got. You've got a day to go in the transfer window. Elliot Ward's gone out of the club. Do you see anything else happening in or out, Tony, between now and 11 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes, I do. You know, one or two young players might go and get some experience and play, which I think is important for the development. There's, you know, the 23s have been doing so well. You know, at times the phone's been ringing off the hook for some of them young players, and it is a balance between making sure we don't leave ourselves too short, but also they need, if they're not going to play in our team, they need to play with men in a crowd that boo them when they make mistakes and cheer them when they do something good, and it makes them footballers quicker. And so I'm anticipating that, maybe some loans out, but business in. I think we've still got probably one more offer in us to a club that have turned down a couple, and we'll see whether it gets done. If it doesn't, I won't stress over it. I think we're okay, as we've talked. Lenihan's probably a week away. Corey Evans is back on the bench. Antonison's maybe 10 days away, as probably is Gladwin. They'll be like new players, some of them, you know, and it'll be difficult for me to pick the bench, particularly when you see like Travis looking like he's played 400 games when he comes on, how composed he is and how effective he is. So we're okay. So I'm not sitting here panicking thinking we need loads more players, because we try to do our business early, and I think the evidence is there. I think the evidence of Amari and Armstrong and Payne, you know, I think they're decent signings. You know, to look round and see Samuel and Nuttall and Corey Evans and, you know, we're on the bench, really. It's good, and that'll only get stronger as the weeks roll on.
Just a final one, if I may. Charlie Mulgrew, is it positive news regarding him?
Charlie's hoping to play a week Saturday. I think there's very little swelling in there. The scans are good. He wants to be on the grass as soon as he can. He's really positive in the dressing room there, and so we'd be very hopeful. Charlie's obviously desperate to play every game, and we're hoping it's as short a period as that, you know, the next 2 weeks, next 10 days. But, you know, let's wait and see. Actually, when he puts his boots back on and gets on the grass, he'll know, particularly with an ankle, how strong it is. Harry Chapman was here tonight as well, which was great for the lads. They were loving his presence in the dressing room. He's obviously still our player on loan at the end of the season. So, you know, the spirit's good at the moment. It's important to win football matches, and we've got a big test away at Plymouth, who've been on a decent run of form, and let's see how we go at the weekend.